The OIR group held a community listening session today to hear feedback on their most recent report. The group analyzes investigations into Portland police officer-involved shootings and in-custody deaths. The February 2018 report, which was released last week, examined six shootings from 2014 and 2015. The report authors highlighted several common themes among the shootings. In some cases, officers were allowed to watch videos of the shooting before talking to investigators, irreparably tainting the investigation. There also continues to be a problem of sergeants participating in incidents with guns drawn instead of providing clear-headed supervision to officers, a circumstance which can lead to chaotic and deadly interactions. When mistakes are made leading up to a shooting, there is no requirement that those decisions be reviewed by the police review board, who instead focus on the justification for pulling the trigger. And in one case, prosecutors presented inappropriately prejudicial evidence to a grand jury. The OIR group does not have the authority to change the policies and practices of the district attorney's office, but they included the feedback because they believe it impacts police accountability, and their goal is to start a dialogue with the community about how to improve accountability and community trust. Here is OIR founding principal Mike Giannacco speaking to that during the listening session.
The ability, though, that we have been given to write public reports is also intended to begin a dialogue among the community at large about these issues, and it's to the degree you agree or disagree, that's interesting. We all obviously want to hear from you, and that's why we convene these meetings. But the support that you provide behind the report is critical, in our view, to moving the ball forward.
Those in the community who are frustrated by the city's failure to hear community concerns will be further disappointed. The mayor's representative and the director of the Independent Police Review left the listening session prior to community comment beginning. In years past, when the OIR group has formally presented the report to city council, there has been an opportunity for public comment. But this year, the mayor's office has decided not to make space for community concerns. When asked why, senior advisor Michelle Plambeck said that it was not required to hear comment on reports and that concerned citizens were encouraged to submit their comments in writing. Jasmine Moneymaker, KBOO News.